Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to New Year's Week at Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad to share today's program with you. If there's something you're struggling with, maybe a question that you'd like to pose out of the Bible or some other way, I guess, we'd love to hear from you right now, both in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742 is the number to call. Again, 844-322-2742. We'd like to talk it over with you on this edition of Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I want to just say a couple of things. I hope all of our listeners were able to listen to yesterday's broadcast.
Yes.
We had a very moving story. Shannon and Sarah Stillwell shared their story of adopting two boys from a Ukrainian orphanage, Maxim and Vadim, and just full personality. And we had the opportunity to meet them, and you had the opportunity to hear a little bit from them yesterday. But their story was just so inspirational, a story of faith, a story of courage. I set it up yesterday, and when I talked with Shannon and Sarah, we talked about the fact that how the love of God compels us, how the love of God has been poured out in our hearts, and how the love of God enables us to move through circumstances of life and take courageous steps of faith. I thought about the Apostle Peter, as he goes up the steps to Cornelius's household and then crosses over the threshold into a Gentile home,
right?
Something that was forbidden by Jewish law, and yet he was operating by a higher law, the law of love, and that love compelled him and moved him to take the gospel to that household. Well, it was the same with Shannon and Sarah. It was the love of God that moved them from Midland, Texas, all the way to Ukraine.
Yeah.
They took that journey, spent several days, and then brought back their first child, and then was introduced to another young man there, and they had the opportunity to adopt him a number of years later. So if you want to hear a moving story, if you want your heart to be touched, and see kind of the story of Christmas in action as far as somebody living out the gospel, take a listen to yesterday's broadcast. I think it's really going to touch your heart, touch your soul, and just be an encouragement to you.
Absolutely. Well, watching Shannon on the presentation, I wasn't sure he was going to make it. He had some fear built up then.
Yeah,
but you know what? The Lord is faithful, and he saw him through.
Yes, indeed. Well, he's just so passionate about the story and just so excited to share what God had done and has done in his life as far as taking that step of faith. So all the conversation, all the video is on our website at basicgospel.net. So be sure and take a look at that. Also, as we come to the end of this year and we're about to turn the calendar for next year, I just want to read a passage out of the book of Philippians. And this is such a powerful, powerful passage. It's out of Philippians chapter 3, and I think and I hope and I pray that for many this year, 2020 has kind of knocked off some of the things that you thought was so important, and here at the end of it, you're really seeing what truly matters in life, and that's knowing Christ Jesus.
Indeed.
And that's what this passage is all about. So Paul kind of lays it out with his resume as a Hebrew of Hebrews. That was his confidence in the flesh. And then he met Jesus Christ, and all of that went by the wayside. And so he says this: whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Here's the big deal. What I hope we've come to in our lives as believers, that there's nothing out there in this world that compares to the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus. And nothing out there in the world can rob you of that joy of knowing him. So this was a great prize for the Apostle Paul, coming to know Jesus Christ. And he set as his singular ambition, his singular goal in life, to know Jesus, not just to know about him, not just to know the facts that he was born in Bethlehem, that he was raised by Mary and Joseph, that he lived in Nazareth, that he spent some time as a carpenter, and then he had an itinerant ministry and those sort of things. Those are the facts. He wanted to know him personally, to know his character, to know his essence, to know the very heart of Jesus Christ. And that was of surpassing value to him. He says, "For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish." He lost his position as a Hebrew of Hebrews, yes, as a Pharisee of the Pharisees, as a rising star in Judaism when he received Jesus Christ, when he confessed with his mouth that Jesus is Lord and believed in his heart that God had raised him from the dead. All of his friends left him. All of his folks in the council and in the Sanhedrin and all the Pharisees
became hostile to
him.
That's
exactly right. Yeah. They turned their backs on the Apostle Paul, and Paul said, "Hey, I'm willing to take that because I've gained Jesus. Yeah. I know Jesus Christ." And he says, "I count all of this as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, but that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith." And then here in verse 10, he kind of repeats his singular ambition, that I may know him. That's what drove Paul in his life. And I think for many of us, 2020 has stripped away a lot of the things that we felt were so important in our lives. And hopefully what has emerged out of this year is this singular focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ, that he is the surpassing worth, that he is the surpassing value, that nothing in life compares to knowing him, knowing the power of his resurrection, and sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in death, that we might, any means possible, attain the resurrection from the dead. So I hope and pray that this passage can become your passage as you enter in to 2021.
Thank you for those thoughts, Bob. And friends, thank you for being with us. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and the phone number, 844-322-2742, is open for you right now. Call's already on the screen. We'd love to hear from you, however. Plenty of time on the clock, so give us a call, 844-322-2742. Well, I guess we have the rest of today and then two more days, Bob, before the end of the year. And friends, as we began this month, we were looking at a year in need of about $210,000 to clear the year 2020. Now, we've come a long way since then, but we still need your generous gift to help Basic Gospel end the year and go into 2021 having met that year-end need. So please go online to basicgospel.net and click donate. And when you make your gift to help Basic Gospel this month, we want to send you a copy of Bob's latest CD series. It's called Making the Case for Grace, and what a case it is, a rich study through the heart of Romans. Again, please make your most generous year-end gift to support Basic Gospel when you visit basicgospel.net. Well, once again, that phone number, 844-322-2742. Give us a call. We want to hear from you.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to our phone lines and start in Kansas with our friend Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi, Bob. I really love the message you just gave about Philippians. That really kind of helped me out some.
Well, good deal.
And Matthew 10:40, Jesus has sent out his disciples with certain instructions. And it's real interesting when I read this. It says, "Anyone who receives you receives me, and anyone who receives me receives the Father who sent me." I guess if believers want to know if they were truly important, they can read this passage and go, yeah, you really are important if you were to read this in the new grace message, because we go out as Christians to share that. So basically it's the same for us, but we have Jesus within us now. We have the Holy Spirit within us. They didn't have that. So we have a super blessing with us going out with us, whereas it's kind of different in their period, right? It wasn't so much.
Well, so yeah, when this story happened, when he sent them out, you know, the death, the burial, and the resurrection and the ascension of Christ had yet to happen. The giving of the Holy Spirit had yet to happen. They were equipped to go out to carry the message. I think the Spirit gave them some power in their missionary outreach there. And I think through that we see that God was working through them just like he's going to work through us. So we were rescued. We were called out of darkness. We were placed in God's marvelous light. We were called out of Adam or taken out of Adam and placed in Jesus Christ himself. We have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in us. And now the Holy Spirit is empowering us to make a defense for the gospel, to always be prepared to give an answer for the hope that is within us. And yes, we get to participate in this great rescue mission, just as those disciples participated in the way that God had equipped them to participate. We get to participate in a way, as you said, that's even better because we have the Spirit of God living inside of us.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding that correctly, reading up from, if you was to use a new grace perspective of that. So I don't want to change anything or take anything out of what he was doing then, but I just wanted people that are struggling out there to believing that, yes, you do have something even better with what we have now. Don't think that you're not important because you really are. I mean, This really says it right here.
When you're out there, you're going to face, just like the disciples did, just like Jesus did, you're going to face all kinds of obstacles. You're going to face evil. You're going to face people who want to suppress the message concerning Christ Jesus. That's just the nature of ministry. That's just the nature of this ministry of reconciliation, this ministry of life that's available through this new covenant. So we have to recognize that. And when people reject you, so to speak, they're really just rejecting the gospel. They're rejecting the good news. Why? Because they would rather stay in darkness. Why? Because they like their evil deeds. Why? Because they, in their own pride, want to do it their way. That's the heart of a rebel. That's the heart of somebody that is rebelling against the good news of Jesus Christ. But we keep proclaiming, we keep loving, empowered by the Holy Spirit, and we leave the results of that in God's hands.
Well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome, Tracy. Thanks thanks for being in the arena. Thanks for lifting up your voice and sharing the good news with people that you come in contact with. And I pray that you'll have many opportunities to do so in 2021.
Thanks. I pray you guys do the same and have enough to help you.
Well, thank you,
Tracy. Happy New Year for you both. Love you both.
Hey, bye. You too, Tracy. Yeah. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Colorado and talk with Ray. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
How are you doing?
Doing well, Ray. How are you, my friend?
Well, you know, I'm pretty good. I'm one day closer to perfection than my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You can't get any better than that.
There you go. That's the right perspective right there.
I know. I need this question. I need to have this answered. It's been bothering me for 47 years.
Oh, my.
Okay.
When Nicodemus came to Jesus and asked him what he must do to become, to go to heaven, Jesus said, you must be born again. And then he also said, you must be born of the water and the Spirit. I'd like to know what the water refers to.
Well, it can mean simply human birth, born of the water. We know that from biology. So it could be a reference to human birth. We must first be born of the flesh, and then we're born of the Spirit. John talks about that in the verse immediately following. And it also could be a reference to what Ezekiel the prophet wrote, that we would be sprinkled clean with water, and then we would be given a new spirit. Titus talks about that. Paul talks about that in his letter to Titus, that we would receive the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. So when you receive Christ, you're cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, aren't you? You're cleansed, you're forgiven, and then you are made alive together with Christ, and then God sends His Spirit to take up residence in you. So that's kind of the process of new birth. And all of that takes place by grace through faith. So there's two possibilities there, Ray. It could be just referring to being born of the flesh, just our human birth. So that had to happen, and then we're born again into the kingdom of God. Or it could be referring to that washing of regeneration and then the renewal of the Holy Spirit, as Paul records in Titus chapter 3.
That makes more sense. You know, you don't want to have the water of birth pertaining to that answer, because it just doesn't make sense.
Yes.
But the water of regeneration and the washing of the heart.
That makes sense to me. And it fits with that Ezekiel passage and that Titus passage. So I've always connected these three passages together.
It also could pertain to in the Jewish time when they were constantly washing themselves. You know, when they did everything.
I mean, the old covenant was heavy on purification and cleansing. And, you know, if you ever went to the temple, you would have to go through a cleansing bath before you would go up to the temple. That was just a part of the process. So every ritual was tied to some form of cleansing. And I think that was a foreshadowing of the cleansing work of Jesus Christ and shedding His blood once and for all. So you and I can say we're clean. We are clean inside and out because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Well, my past life is not clean, so I'm glad I'm saved.
That's a good thing for all of us.
That's right.
Well, Ray, you really didn't answer my question, but that's okay. I love you guys anyways.
All right, Ray. Well, thanks for your call.
Yeah, we have some time on the clock. We'd love to hear from you, friends. 844-322-2742. A reminder that we're streaming live video to both Facebook and YouTube every day at 3 p.m. Central Time. We'd love for you to be a part of that growing number. Again, you could link at the top of our homepage. That's at basicgospel.net. Just click either YouTube or Facebook, one of those links, and that'll take you directly where you need to be just a minute or two before the hour, 3 p.m.
Yes, indeed. Well, I want to just remind our listeners about December 31st. That's just around the corner. We need to hear from you by midnight of that night of December 31st, either with an online contribution, or if you postmark a check by December 31st, that would be a wonderful blessing to us to be able to end this year on a positive note. As Bob was saying earlier, we started off the month with a need of $210,000 to really finish up December on a positive way. We have whittled that number down, so we need about $80,000 between now and December 31st. So if you can help us, we would greatly appreciate it. We need you. Also want to mention, we had a donor that contributed $3,000 as a matching gift. Mm-hmm. For anyone that's never given to Basic Gospel, this is an opportunity for you. If you feel, you know, your heart tugged in a way that says, hey, I want to help support these guys, and this is the first time you've ever been able to do that, your gift will be doubled dollar for dollar, up to $3,000. So if you're new, you want to join the Basic Gospel team, now's a great opportunity to do so, knowing that your initial gift will have double the impact. So take advantage of that great opportunity to double your gift to Basic Gospel.
And you can do that by going online to basicgospel.net. Just click that big prominent donate link right there on the homepage, basicgospel.net. Or if you choose to use the postal service, you can do that by addressing Basic Gospel at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310. That's in Lewisville, Texas, Lewisville, Lewisville, Texas, 75057. One more time, 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Lewisville, Texas, 75057. Those numbers are just backwards, and it's really, really kind of cool the way that comes out. Anyway, well, we had this call, Bob, that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Why did the Jews murder Jesus? Baby Jesus grew up, and he was murdered without no sin, never sinned ever. And they had him murdered, and they got away with it. I don't understand it. Okay.
Well, it's a great question, and one that has puzzled the minds of people for 2,000 years. Why did this happen? Why was it allowed to happen? Well, first and foremost, this was the plan of God, that Jesus Christ would come into the world, that he would offer himself as the unblemished Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world, and that's exactly what he did. So this was foreknown by God, and the Jews of the day and the Romans of the day were complicit in the plan. They helped bring it about. Now, they were doing so for evil intentions, but God had an intention of good in that act for you and me. Jesus Christ stood in our place. He took our sins. So this was of his volition. At any time during that process, if he wanted to, he could have backed out. That was his prerogative as the Son of God. But he chose to be obedient to his Father and to carry out the will of God the Father on our behalf. And that will was to put an end to the old, and that old said this: the wages of sin is death. So either we were going to die for our sins, or Jesus was going to come in and stand in our place and die on our behalf. And so he, out of his great love for us, decided to die for you and for me, to die for our sins. So he took the wages of our sin so that we could receive the free gift of eternal life. And that's what Paul says in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift, the free gift, is the gift of eternal life. That's what we receive when we receive Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The Jews got involved, the Jewish leaders, because they felt Jesus in claiming to be God, claiming to be one with the Father, was committing blasphemy. So they were carrying out the Jewish law. At least they thought they were, because they didn't believe that he truly was the Son of God. The Romans just carried out the execution because it was their empire. Israel was just a province within the Roman Empire. So they carried out that sentencing. So what does that show us? That both Jew and Gentile are under the condemnation of sin and death, and they can be freely justified by grace through faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. Bob, thank you for that. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, and thanks again to all of you who support Basic Gospel each month. Please keep in mind that the end of 2020 is just 2.5 days away, and we need your help to reach that need of $210,000 by midnight on the 31st. Please click donate when you visit basicgospel.net. If you'd like to donate by mail, as I said earlier, our street address is 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Lewisville, Texas, 75057. And when you make your gift in December, we'll send you a brand new CD series by Bob Christopher called Making the Case for Grace. It's a grace-filled walk through the heart of Romans. We want to send it to you with our thanks for your support of Basic Gospel in this month of December. Please make your most generous tax-deductible gift at basicgospel.net, or, as I said, by mail at 751 Hebron Parkway, Suite 310, Lewisville, Texas, 75057, and request your copy of Making the Case for Grace. If you have a question that comes up between now and our next live broadcast, which happens to be tomorrow, give us a call. Leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.